I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody? And welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
And we are here on a fucking beautiful, beautiful evening. What's
yes, up, sir. Here? Man, man. Q, it's beautiful. Yeah, I'm back, man. I'm back.
Back in the building.
What's, yes, sir.
What was the weather like out there?
Man, it was so beautiful, bro. Like, nigga, the minute we woke up, it seemed like it'd be like, nah, I'd say about 6:30 we'd wake up. It'd be like maybe like 65 degrees. By the time 8:30, 9 o'clock came around, bro, it was like, damn, 75, 80.
Right.
Some old other shit. Like, and it's like there's no trees in Las Vegas, bro. No trees.
There's nothing to block the sun.
No.
When it get windy, there's nothing to block the wind either.
Right. When it get cold, it's cold. When it get hot, it's hot. Nigga, goddamn. But it was a beautiful, 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 beautiful right. atmosphere, bro.
That's what's up.
The weed down there was amazing.
What was your favorite vegetation ever?
Nigga. I'm caught in the mix because we had that baseball bat. That baseball bat was some shit called Sierra OG.
Mm.
Now that was some gas, bro. Like that shit smoked, but the La Orange smoked. The Casino Kush was fire. The Rosé was fire. The B99 was fire. Mm. Like everything we had, it just like it was just a bunch of fire, bro. Like there was no option of having some trash there. Like
it's just
your grades. It's just your THC levels. Everything is some fire. I don't care. Like the Rosé. The Rosé was classified to be like a 14.5 THC, but everything else was 5+, which your terpenes and all that shit, everything you want, 5 and above, that's a good strain.
Okay. Man, wait, so you saying 5, and then you saying the other shit was 14?
Wait, I'm explaining it to you because I think I broke one of my papers.
Because I know you said like you had a bunch of shit that was like 25 or something that was 30. So you saying 5 will get you
good? The terps. If you get a 14 THC and then everything from terps and everything, all that other stuff is like 5 milligrams or more.
Okay.
That's a great bud.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, like the minute you hit it, you're gonna feel it. Everything when you roll, you like everything. You're going this weed is gonna be amazing. You can get it to like the Sierra was a 23, but the terps wasn't as high, but it was like a 3.5 or something like that. Everything else was kind of like a 4 ranging, but at the same time. It's smoked. So there is no like it's hard to kind of like wage the gap. Like it's just weird, but it's like it's the most beautiful thing. Bro, we went to a place called XL. Okay. Shout out to XL dispensaries. We're gonna be doing some business with y'all soon.
Okay.
Matter of fact. They had this special, bro, where you buy $25 worth of product, they give you a 20 milligram edible for $2.
You heard me say that?
So you buy 2 pre-rolls.
Okay.
They give you a 20 milligram edible for $2.
Oh, shit.
The 20 milligram edibles by themselves is $30.
Mm. That's a win.
Ultra win, my nigga. Ultra win. So yeah, I got all these niggas information. Man. They told me to hit them. We touched on it. We gonna get this business right.
We ain't gonna talk about conversation we just had the week before.
Shit about to get real. I'm telling you, to get super, super, super duper real.
This shit, shout out. Flamingo Road.
On Flamingo, West Flamingo. I mean, we not playing no games with nobody.
Yeah.
We about to be out here. So
definitely.
Shout out to XL again. But they got some good product in there and everything is homegrown. Not homegrown in the sense of like it's some booty or some shit like that. But they grow their own product. They sell their own products and shit like that. So you know exactly, firsthand what's going on. And then secondly, you're not having to pay extreme tax.
Okay.
So their apes are normal apes. Like how you pay $35 for an ape or maybe $25 for an ape, even $40 for an ape. That's exactly what you'll pay there. Like, and people seriously think that it's an extreme tax on the weed, and it's not, son.
You're gonna pay like what? Like, you know, $35.
Not, bro, listen, they got $5 pre-rolls, $6, $8, $9 pre-rolls, $10, $12, $15, $17. All this range. Yeah, you get what you pay for. So. Like, they got the $40 apes, $25, $35, $50, $60. They got all the, they got ounces for the $180. That's like, I mean, they got all of that shit, like regular price weed, but it's some bomb. You're going to know what it is. Like, everything is just going to roll for you. But
all right, so walk with me through this video, bro. Y'all can go look at the video on Instagram.
Yeah, you can check that on Instagram.
Walk with me through what we're looking at right here at the video.
Bro, that's the first spot.
Okay.
This is New W. Shout out New W, too. These niggas got some. That's the Sierra OG. That's the one we had, the Dutch treat. We had that last.
Okay.
Right before we left, we had the Sierra OG before. But this place is so cool because when I first went there, or the last time I was there, didn't have that place over there is the where you do your testers and all that shit.
Okay.
They have this place now where you can
do a test.
You do tests. They give you weed. They give you pre-rolls. One of them Big Julies. They give you the bong. They give you all of that shit for like $75.
No, sugar, man, never seen it.
Bro, that's all you getting out there. You're not getting no shake unless you buy it.
Oh my god!
It's like it's so cool. Like they got this shit out there called Canna Beer.
Okay.
Where it's beer, but it's weed beer.
And that's the
bro. Oh my god! It took us 2 hours to smoke that bitch. That's the one. That's the XL spot.
Okay.
And that read what that shit said.
You got blueberry cookies. Bang, bang. Then you got the blue fire cut. Ooh.
Blue fire
cut. Then they gave, bro, so they gave you 2 pre-rolls and an edible.
$27 for that, bro.
What?
For that, all that is $27 for all 3 of those.
You pay, you know, a little 25 for the eighth down the street.
You're going to pay 25 for the eighth?
Oh, my God. What?
Nigga, you just got 2 pre-rolls and an edible.
And you got the edible for $2.
Oh, it's $27, bro. Man. Like, come on, man. Like,
when?
Not that video. There you see with the Donald, though. I was smoking weed with the Donald at the Reef. Yeah. Look at that view, bro. That view was the most beautiful thing. Like, niggas had to get a view of the mountains. Like, it's beautiful. And that was one crazy place. We went to a place called Planet 13 where inside the floor literally was that's the floor, bro.
That's how I look in Japan.
And yeah, and it's like when you step on the shits, it's like it's really active with you. Like, it's so cool. Now, look at that shit.
Okay.
Look at the names, bro. Just go start. Just look at the names.
AJ Sour Diesel, Super Sour Diesel, Wedding Cake, Super Glue, Westside OGs, Vader OGs, Face Face. Oh. Super Server.
You see the prices, right, too? I got some of the prices and shits in there.
Whoa.
You got the dubs. You got some for, like, a dub.
Okay.
Graham, you guys. I mean, it varies, bro. It all varies. It really do, son. But
like that's all I need. Like,
yo, bro. Yo, we gonna smoke one of those. We gonna roll one and smoke one for the podcast, and I'm gonna show you. We gonna just show everybody. Like, it's gonna take us so long to smoke that thing, right, bro. We had maybe the last day of our trip there. We went to the dispensary maybe around like 3 o'clock. Because we had went to a buffet. Shout out to Main Street Buffet. Main Street. Them niggas buffet is so lit. It's like a soul food. All that shit. It got mashed. It was so good. We went to the dispensary and all that shit. We had a little bit of bud. But not enough to like last us for the rest of the day. So niggas went ham. We just went ham in that bitch.
Right.
Just because I'm telling niggas like, I could bring, I got the plug. I'm going to give me some shit to the crib. But like, I went and got my wife some shit, brought her some shit back. So we in there, niggas going ham. So niggas cop like two more apes, another one of them big Julies, got some more pre-rolls, all that shit. So I'm like, yo, do you realize we got to leave? He like, nah, I'm going to bring some of this shit home. I'm like, all right, cool. So nigga, 5:30 roll around, 6 o'clock start rolling around. He start getting nervous because we don't smoke like two of these bitches. Right. So he like, yo, I don't know if I'm bringing this shit home, bro. We gotta smoke this shit. What? So niggas just started rolling everything, bro. Just put everything in the air. So 7 o'clock come, we don't smoke like 7 or 8 L's.
Right.
Nigga, we got 2 hours, so we got to get to our flight.
Okay.
Because we left at like 11. So they usually ask for like an hour and a half to be at the what's the name? So we like, shit, we don't got a lot of time. So we gotta try to fit this shit in. So 7:30, 8 o'clock run around. My homie like, yo, bro, I gotta go check on my son real quick. Y'all niggas trying to roll? We like, all right. Niggas fire that bitch up then, bro.
Oh man.
By the time we got done with this shit, we was on our way to the goddamn. I didn't even get to hit my black. And the thing is, it's so fucked up. We late for our flight, bruh. Niggas gotta run in the damn. Cause
ain't no time to get yourself.
Yo, bruh. Bruh, no.
You're just on the flight high.
Bruh, Vegas, that shit's so big to where you walk into the whole, the airport, you still gotta take a shuttle. Like a transit to the fucking to the side,
so bro. Like, yo.
I'm running the stairs. I'm skied, bro. I'm just running the stairs. I'm hitting them bitches like I don't. But I don't know who I am, bro. I'm just going, nigga. Like, that's yo, what the fuck? But we gotta catch our flight. We gonna be sick if we don't, bro.
That's
but yo, I was so high on that plane, I fell out, bro. I woke up in a daze, like, yo, where the fuck am I?
It was a straight shot of Cleveland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't do no layovers and all that shit. It was a three, yo, bro, and I ain't gonna hold you. It's say 4 hours. We got there like 3 or 3.5 hours, maybe less than that, bro. Like, it's a quick-ass flight.
Cold-ass Cleveland.
Bro, oh, my God. The weather changed. When we left, it was like, the day was like 85, 90. Or no, it's like 85, I say. Nigga, by the time we got to Rochester, bro, it had to be like 29 degrees.
It was colder than the bitch all week, bro. It was
snowing, bro. Like, what?
It was sticking to the ground all week.
I'm dead.
The day.
It was the worst. But, man, we had a chill time, man.
When I had came home from Japan, straight from Japan. It was 90 degrees. Niggas had shorts to Seattle. We flew into Seattle, nigga. It's 3 inches of snow on the ground. It's redder than a bitch.
Facts, nigga. Like some dumb shit, nigga. Shout out my pop. Shout out my little brother, T.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Shout out my son, Lil Q. Man, we had a ball, man. A little chill ass father son bonded time. I mean, we was just cooling, man. We had a ball out there, though. That shit was lit.
How was Q take it? Lil Q.
Now, bro, to be honest with you, He was cool. He didn't really. He's my child that I'm not too worried about when we go places, like, cause he's very like quiet. He's to himself. Like, he like to watch a lot of TV. Like, he a chill. Like, he not one of them antsy ass kids. Like, the things that he fuck with excite him. Like, so if I tell a nigga like, yo, we about to go and see some animals or some shit like that, he's super duper excited. Okay, I ain't gotta be like, yeah, I ain't gotta be like, yo, bro, we about to go spend $100,000. That ain't gonna, he don't care, like, what we gonna do? Like, it don't matter. He like to do the little shit, the simple things. Like, so that's what made the trip a little bit better. So the sightseeing and all that shit, it was cool for him because he never really got to see that shit with just me and him.
Right.
And it was a great thing, man.
That's what's
up. It was lit,
that's some shit that you can't really Yeah, like you said, money can't really buy
it. You can't. Nah, yeah, man, it can't. That quality time, just being able to be like, yo.
That's what that nigga gotta remember.
Yeah, I went on a trip with my dad, my granddad, and my uncle.
And you got to skip school for
got
all
that 4-5 days, nigga. Yeah. Like, yo, bro, I'm lit. Like, what you mean? And then nigga about to go on another fucking vacation at the end of the month. His birthday in like 6 days. Shout out my son, man. Birthday in 6 days. I'm going to have an 11-year-old, man. Yes, that shit is crazy, bro. It's a whole nother, chapter of my life that I'm antsy. And I'm worried because I just was on the phone with my little brother talking about sex and girls and all that shit. And I'm just like, man, I'm about to have this talk with my son soon. So it's like, yeah. I can't wait. But speaking of kids.
How about saying my about?
Nah, I was about to say we got some other stuff we got to get into with the kids. Segue into that situation. But we're going to take a break right before we get into that. And we're going to come back and we're going to get right with y'all. All right. On pause. All right.
We back, people. All right. So, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the United States Marine Corps today. They 244th birthday. I want to give a shout out to all my niggas I served with, Marine Corps I served with, some real ones. Y'all know y'all
is. I'm not is it Semper Fi? That's y'all joint?
Semper Fi. Shout out to my nigga E. Shout out to my nigga Crawford.
Shout out
to my nigga.
Shout out to E.
My nigga Color. Shout out to my nigga. Burns, the nigga we interviewed from.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool nigga.
We don't call him up again, but I served with some real ones. I don't work a lot of y'all asses. I know what a lot of people asked us in there too. But yeah, it was fun. I had a good time just traveling and the first 2 years just in Japan, the Philippines, Thailand, just living it up on vacation.
How about this? I got three questions there. It's three questions. Okay. What's your best, worst, and scariest moment about the Marines?
The best moment I would say is the time myself, me and my nigga E, when we was in the Philippines together, and we was just in the middle of the night, I'm gonna make the story quick. We was already out hoeing, and we was done hoeing for the night, and we was going back to the hotel, and we was driving. We had got out and stopped at the liquor store and got like a whole case of fucking beer, because they beer is like liquor out there.
Right.
You know, it's called Red Horse. So we need like four of them. We got the case. And then we have ran into like six bitches, bro. I swear to God, we ran into six bitches out there.
Ooh, trouble.
And we brought them all back to us. There were so many bitches. We had to call other niggas like, yo, come get a couple bitches. So then I had a couple bitches tomorrow. He had a couple. And then we had called two other niggas, come get one. And then there was whatever. But the way the hotels were set up was that we wasn't paying for none of this shit.
Right.
We had like a whole, my own master suite. Then we had another little room over there. And then we had like a nice living room and shit. All of them, everybody, we was in my sergeant room. All of us in there. I had two of them, just everybody. That was the best night. Dude, we ran into some random bitch with me and that nigga running. And we got mad niggas pussy that night. We got mad niggas. And then I found a black and Filipino bitch with a big booty.
And I know you lost.
I had for 2 days.
I know you lost your shit. Days.
That was in the Philippines. So. But the worst moment I would say is just being in the cold. It being cold. MCT in North Carolina, it was in January. After boot camp, you got to go to like combat training, learn how to shoot and all that, really learn how to shoot them things. It was just cold, just January, it's raining, cold. You got to get up at 5 in the morning every day.
So niggas better not touch your aim.
And we had to live in all that.
Uh-oh, my fault, Brody. My nigga said don't touch the aim,
bro. When I put the glasses on, it gets
sick. I ain't lost it.
I got the elbow lean with the left hand. But it was just so cold. That shit miserable. It just, and we was in the field for 2 weeks straight, so ain't no going to take showers.
Right.
Just hating life. That was worse than boot camp. But the scariest moment, I would say, is the swim club. The swim qualifications. There's different levels to the shit. Where you, the second swim, you got your full uniforms on with the rifles, all that shit. You got to jump off like a 30 foot. Boom.
Yeah.
Jump off with the rifle. Boom. Set. Then you got to fucking get yourself together, take your rifle, put it on your back, swim all the way to the other side. You know them niggas are swimming, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was hard as a bitch. And then, in order to get promoted, you got to keep building up all your shits, your physicals, your swimming, all that shit. So for the next step, I had to do the helicopter drill where they dump you in the helicopter. You in a simulated helicopter, you strapped in, blindfold. They dump you in a pool, and the shit starts spinning around. You got to...
It would have been me. That would have been me. I would have been like, yo, you know what?
One time regular.
It's
you gotta do it one time regular, two times, then the second time you gotta be strapped up. Well, you gotta be strapped up either way, but the second time they unbuckle you for you. And then the third time you gotta be blindfolded and strapped up. When you blindfolded, it's real scary.
Nigga,
because, yo, if you don't hold your breath right, you're going to die. Right?
Nigga, you're going to die, bro. It's over. And I think that's what they be trying to kill niggas, bro. That's what I did. That's the one thing, because when I applied, I was going for the Air Force. So I'm like, man, I'm not doing no fucking Marines, bro, because, nigga, them niggas going to try to kill me, bro. Yeah. I heard about that shit.
If you in the motherfucking gas chamber was scary too. I fucked the gas chamber up because I breathed wrong too. I fucked that up and I was about to have a panic attack and everything. But it's all funny games though. Like the best part about it is the relationships, the niggas you meet, the people from all around the world and shit. It's like
camaraderie,
you meet niggas from all over the place. Like, and it all and nothing never fails.
Common mind.
No, the one rule is real, always gonna recognize real.
Facts.
And that shit don't never fail. Like, no matter, like, all the real niggas always just find a way to
team up.
Real recognize real. So, it was fun, though. That was more about the vacation, the fucking bitches in the spring. All the other shit is just like a fucking game. You just gotta follow along and just play along, get along. I fucked a lot of bitches. Shout out to all the bitches I fucked. Shout out to all the homies I met. All that shit. Shout out to me. So,
Happy birthday to the motherfucking Marines, man. Shot one time for them. Okay. All right. Now that we did that, speaking of that shot, man, we got some good news, man. We got a new rollout about to start happening, man. We got a whole new segment, man. We are no longer going to be called the Slimmy Q Podcast. We are going to change the name. We have found something that suits us and we feel like is going to resonate with us a lot more better than the Slimmy Q Podcast, although that's how we started.
Yeah, it's always going to rock, but
it's always going to be that, but
change is
necessary. Change is good. Change is always going to be acceptable. So we found a new name, but we're not going to tell them yet. We're not going to tell them yet.
Y'all going to see it different. And appreciate our growth.
Yeah.
If anyone was watching it from the beginning, appreciate it because it wasn't originally called the Slimmy Q Podcast.
It wasn't. So if you fuck with us from the beginning, you would know that we changed the name before.
So Joe Budden shit didn't used to always be called the Joe Budden Podcast.
Yep.
He kind of fucked it up when he changed the name before. I like the original Our Name Is Podcast Later.
Right. Our Name Is Podcast Later. It was cool. It kind of reminded me of that Drake, If You Read This Is Too Late type of thing. It was more so like it's a message that's like...
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah.
But yeah, like once you get up there, you got to use your name to get in the game.
Right.
So that's what we had to do. We had to use our names to get in the game. Now that we in the game,
right,
it's time to... brand it up now.
Elevate that. And this is going to be this brand, this new name, this name is fire. It's about to be fire.
And y'all know where it come from. Y'all done heard it before. Y'all done been there before.
So yes, sir. Y'all, if you roll it, if you fucking with the goddamn squad. You know what?
We'll give them some hints to the show.
Yeah, man.
Because I know we don't say.
Because and we here right now too. The boys is here.
They're here.
The hand dog is in the house. This on deck too. Ice chill, nigga.
And we almost there.
Oh God.
We almost there. So let's get into the.
Let's get into some shit. We said we was gonna continue with the We had little segment about this T.I. situation that we wanted to kind of hit on. We was talking about the kids and stuff. So if anybody is not informed, T.I. was asked about a question dealing with his daughter, and he specified that he goes to the doctor with her to check and see if her hymen's still intact. Right. Now, I don't know necessarily what a hymen is or know where to find one. Okay. So I don't.
All right. So, yo, pretty much this is what this nigga doing, right? The hymen is pretty much, you know, when you bust a virgin, you pretty much spark a cherry.
But I said that can happen. And they said even if you hitting it, it may not break the hymen. Right. So like,
but if it's intact,
what is what?
Still intact. She's still a virgin indeed. I mean, even you just took that. You know what? I don't even know.
It's hard, bro.
I just know that. I mean.
Okay, so let's go back to where you're going.
That's his concept. That's what he's doing. Pretty right. much making sure that she's still a virgin.
Right.
That's what he's doing. The hymen is pretty much making sure that cherry ain't pop yet. She's 18. He's been doing that.
Since she was younger. It was not something that's just happening now.
I don't have kids, so I just really don't.
Okay, so now I'm going to go from a standpoint of that, and then I want to get you hypothetically. For me, I 100% agree with T.I. for the simple fact that it's not about the trust in her. It's about the trust in others.
Right.
These dudes out here is very manipulative. These young niggas are starting to learn how to do their thing. I mean, they learn from a lot of different and bad influences.
Yes, because I don't. If you know who T.I. is, you know who Lil Wayne is, you know they cool as a bitch. And their daughters are almost the same age. And you know, Lil Wayne's daughter had a whole relationship with Lucci.
All that.
Like,
and some bullshit.
You're not about to be on the industry out here. So, I mean.
And some bullshit. They out here going crazy. Some bullshit.
He's not with the shits.
When you have daughters, mind you, I have two daughters. I have a daughter that's 10 and I have a daughter that's 3. Be the same, nigga. Let's go see these doctors, man. Hey, man, let's go see what's up, man. Because I would love to know. I want to be that father that we can have that conversation and be like, okay, yeah, cool. That shit, we still here.
Right.
Now, once you turn 18, I got no parts in that.
No, like even if
I just want before.
If my daughter, I just wanted to be honest with you. That's all.
That's true too, but at the same time, bro.
Ain't nobody smashing until I say so. Like, I don't think so.
18 should be the number for women when it comes to having sex.
Because I want my daughter.
When it's your daughter.
I want my daughter. I want her to realize that,
you feel me?
I want her to realize that the first initial two relationships do not mean
it don't matter.
Don't matter in life. It ain't going to do nothing but fuck you up. But I don't know if it's good to get the heartbreak over with, to realize this is really reality, or realize that niggas really
good
shit. Like, don't worry about it. That shit trash.
See, and I say this. I tell, like I was telling you, I had a conversation with my little brother. He was talking about sex and everything like that. And I told him, because he's aspiring to be an NFL player. And he's good now. He got some scouts looking at him. He's a freshman right now. He got some offers and stuff looking at him and everything. So my thing to him was, bro, yo, only thought in mind and everything, the breath, it should be football. It shouldn't be no girls. All that should have come, bro. It'll come with the territory once you get it. But for now, you shouldn't be worried about that shit, because he's talking about is it going to change his life? The first piece of pussy going to change your life. Hell yeah, nigga. You 13 years old, nigga. Yes, it's going to change your life, nigga. It's going to change your whole perception of life, everything. It's going to change everything.
Don't take it too serious.
So I'm like, don't even focus on that right now. Make your focus football. Make everything you do football, 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 because when it's time, man. You're going to know
it. Don't ever let it, because I feel like we just talked about the Marine situation. One thing that I did that I think was kind of stupid, I kind of made a decision based off a female that I kind of regret. And I don't regret, but I kind of went and did some different shit. I was like almost done with being in Japan. It was time for me to come back home. And I had chose California. But I could have stayed and did I could have did embassy duty.
Okay.
Like, you know how they be having, like, palaces and different, like, U.S. embassies all over different countries?
Right.
Like, I would go to guard over there.
That would have been cool as shit.
One thing, I had too many tattoos. I could have got in, though. But I was like, you know what? I had just broke up with my shorty out of Japan. I had a little fire-ass Spanish. I'm sure you fire-ass Spanish. We had just broke up. I had a bitch back in that lived out here. So I was like, all right, I'm going to come back to America for her. You know what I mean? When I could have really stayed out there and did some crazy shit. So then I ended up coming back out here doing some, you know what I mean, getting, life goes on. But don't ever make no decision that's not for yourself based off a female, none of that shit. Make sure it's for yourself. That's what I've touched with young niggas like that. But
you can't be mad at a nigga for
wanting. I would never be mad at a nigga for overparenting his daughter when there's the stigma out there that black men are not parenting their kids. So, in one way, same way I look at people, how they look at LeVar Ball, I would never look at him any kind of way for raising his kids the way he's doing when this nigga's out there who wish they had dads, you know what I mean? Just coming to one game, you know what I mean? So I never get mad at a nigga for overparenting his kids.
Right.
But it's a time I feel like you got to let go. I mean, 18...
Yeah, but I mean, he said he was doing it up until 18. I don't know if he was still doing it after 18.
Because
she's 18 now, so that's cool. After this, he can't do that no more. It's over. Yeah. She's an adult. There's no more. You can't do that. Like, I don't know what to tell most people that don't have daughters. Everybody can spectate or speculate about what they would not, man. Listen, that's the most scariest thing, to have daughters, man. It's scary. So it's no real right or wrong way to parent a girl. He's involved and always been involved in his daughter's life, and this is his involvement. This is not him overbearing or not. This is just him and how he's always been with her. So can't nobody say that's wrong if it says that, or he said and they said that he'd been doing it for a while. This is not something that's just new. He'd been doing it before. So I don't know what to tell people, but I mean, it is what it is. He's a dad that cares about his kid and cares about where and who she's doing and what she's doing. I mean, right. He don't want her to be pregnant and be having to take care of no kids at 18. He wants her to have a life. Let's just make sure you're straight, cool, you good. By 18, now you can make your own decisions. I can't hold your hand no more in life. Before, I can hold your hand to make sure everything was good.
You can't ever say he didn't set her up for success. Right. I'm sure he gave her a lot of game. I'm pretty sure T.I. gave her a lot of game on what's going on with these niggas. So now I want to talk about, okay, we don't think that's overparenting, but you think this is overparenting? First, I want to show you this clip of the police shooting this nigga in Cleveland. Look at this shit. Look at the police smashing this. What shit shot this nigga in Cleveland.
God damn, nigga. He's still shooting.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Shut
the show, damn.
But I'm gonna show you this video of this lady. I'm gonna give a.
That's crazy. And besides that, did you hear about the lady that fucking broke her kid's jaw because of Fortnite? She told the nigga to go take a bath. He was telling her, okay. And then she came back, he was still playing Fortnite. So she punched the nigga like, bam! Broke that nigga jaw.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Like, shit like that, like, I don't understand. Like, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's not that serious. Just turn the game off. Go upstairs. Go take a bath. That's what kids are going to do. They're gonna
delete the video.
Do that shit. My kids do that shit. Like, go take a bath. Okay. Let me finish. Because, I mean, when you playing Fortnite, nigga, it's live. It's not like some shit you can pause. You can't pause that shit. Storm catch you, be that. Somebody shoot you, all type of shit. Like, nah, this ain't no, I can just pause type of game. Like, it's real time. So you can't just, you got to play that shit out. So you got to respect that shit sometimes. Like, it is what it is. I don't know though, but that's some abuse right there. And if that lady don't get 20 years or something like that, and her child get took away from her, I know something, because they doing way, niggas is getting fucking way less or way like time like that for way less shit. Niggas yell at their kids is going down. Man, I seen a lady yesterday at Walmart, bro, killing, like streaming, like, get the fuck in the store and go fight your fucking coat. Like, going ham on her daughter. Hmm. Like, what? White lady. I'm like, oh, shit. We look around like, really? This how they giving it up out here? And they be the main ones trying to get niggas' kids took? It's wild, son. It's wild. They be the main ones to call CPS on the motherfucker if you talking to their kids. Wild crazy. And their kids be talking to them wild crazy. Like, it's man. So that's why T.I. is trying to be the parent that he is and doing what he's doing. So you can't be mad at the nigga. So moral of the story is, let T.I. coach his own team.
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to. I think I got the video now. This video is so crazy that they done deleted this shit, like, off of Facebook. All right, here we go. I want to see Gabby come. I want to ask her about this shit, too. So the mom pretty much got called from work because the son was acting crazy.
She want to get her daughter?
You walking too fast. Can't keep up with you. Shit. I gotta speed walk with you. Shit.
Cortez. see your thing.
That's okay. My mom done gave me like, yeah, you know.
That's a jack up.
Okay.
You ain't doing nothing. Yeah, get that ass, no? Get in that ass. Get it back. I'm rolling, my nigga. I'm rolling. I wish we could do this shit. I wish we. And this is the reason why these fucking kids. Let's go. 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 Bro, listen, I promise you, I'm supporting all of the movement, my nigga. I'm so with that shit. What?
Four of them, took four of them.
No, bro. Listen, see, I wish we could do that. Give our kids a nice, clean cut ass whooping.
God, that nigga was—he's never gonna act up again.
Boy, what? No, he is never going to. It's a wrap, my nigga. Like he's going to behave every day in school. Fuck out of here, like boy, my mom ain't ever coming back up here, bro.
That's
like,
what I got in fifth grade. Nigga, I had to do fifth grade twice. And that's what I got the first at the end of the fifth grade.
I seen that happen in real life, my nigga.
Oh, like that was crazy.
Nigga. I'm in fourth grade, bro. This lady named Miss Walker. I would never forget this shit because it's funny because the lady that did it is my brother's godmother. And she had a daughter in my class too. Right? So she was up there fronting, acting the fool, doing her thing. So her mom got called, right? And she ain't know she was pulling up. All of a sudden, nigga, here she comes. She come in the room, boom, bus open. She called her to the front of the class, bruh, and got to whooping her whole ass in front of everybody, bruh, just going ham. I'm like, damn, bruh. Like, and she's so close to my family that, like, if I was up there tripping like that, she could be a person to come up there and whoop my ass like that. Like, not, bruh. Oh, man, like, that shit freaked me the fuck out. Like, boy, I will never. Yeah. Boy, you got me fucked up. Coming there and whooping niggas like that, bruh. But I get it, though. Because, nigga. Some kids just need that shit, man. And some people need to be embarrassed like that in order for them to learn. Like, you can't just be treating all kids the same fucking way. It don't work that way, bro. It just don't work that way. Every kid needs a different type of discipline. Some kids just need their goddamn ass whooped.
Period.
They just need an ass whooping. Some kids, you could talk to them and they get it. That ain't all kids, man. It's killer kids out here. Literally, that will literally kill their goddamn parents and all that shit. Nah, man, no. They need something, son.
I mean, the only part,
Bruh, listen. She could have took his ass home and whooped him.
She could have chilled with the niggas and
fuck that. She was giving him real, bro. Because if we at home, we talking like that too.
What was that? Fuck that. What is that shit called? When they take little kids to jail real quick?
Scare straight.
She scared that nigga straight. Just
straight
now.
Up, bro. Like,
cause she got the nigga from the cafeteria. Yo,
look, that nigga.
That was good enough.
Nigga. That, yo, bro, I'm telling you right now, you know how much fear this nigga was in, bro, from the minute. The minute he felt this shit go, yoink, nigga. This nigga couldn't walk, bro. She dragging this nigga arrow. She puppetry this nigga shit.
Yo, that's probably when that nigga went to apologize or something. Bro, that nigga
boy, oh, God, let's nigga. Tell, like,
this the fair God right here. This fair God. We start talking.
Bam. He went to go on a run, too. That right there.
Why can't he start talking?
That gotta be a meme, bro. That gotta be get that shit out, nigga. Oh, oh my God. Man. That shit is hilarious.
Oh my God. That shit is hilarious.
Oh, that is so funny. But yo, bro, listen, I promise
you. Some niggas
need that shit. And if you give it to them at an early age, then.
That's the perfect right there.
Yo, it'll, bro, it'll change a nigga game, bro. I promise you, bro. Like, I got my ass whooped. Bro, I don't got my ass whooped, bro.
Yeah.
That type of shit is nothing to what I don't got.
I didn't get that bad whooped down at school before.
Not at school.
At home.
At home? What?
I done got caught fresh out of the swimming pool before.
Bro, my mom used to make us get in the shower. Nigga, what? Nigga, my mom used to, she had this rule, anything that was in her reach, nigga, is going down, bro.
I done got a
call. Son.
My dad, he only whooped me twice.
My dad ain't never whooped me.
He only whooped me twice. That's my mom made that nigga. I fucking.
My dad ain't never whooped me.
I threw a bunch of pennies out the t-shirt. My mom called my dad, made that nigga. My dad beat the shit out. He only whooped me twice. My mom beat me like thousands of times.
Bro.
I lived with her, I guess.
But. Yeah, that's why. Bro, this nigga T, son. Fucking threw a chair at a kid, threw scissors at kids and shit, all type of hot boys. Bro, this nigga, what? But we were some hot boys, nigga. And my mom had three boys. So we was always getting our asses whooped. Like, nah, hell nah.
No, that's the thing. So now with kids, that's the thing. Like, when do you think you gotta have them real? Like, you know how you was as teenagers. You know, T was teenager. You know, we as a teenager, we do some borderline crazy shit.
Fuck borderline. That shit but do like, be crazy because we'll need to do it.
Well, we gonna be in jail like at least one time just on some.
Humbug shit.
You know, like, we done got caught from running home from a party on some crazy shit. We had the police just got to get picked up, whatever.
Right.
But, like, even, or you got to go to school, like, when you think you got to have these real, you ever think you got to beat the shit out of you? Like, when do you think it's like a, when do you have to do it? Like, what could they do that's bad enough? Well, it's not when they're in jail or killed anybody, they're,
when they step to you.
Okay.
When they feel like, well, as a, for the boys at least, I feel like when they feel like they nuts has dropped low enough to where they can start acting like they the man.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the girls, it's not too many times where you can do that because it's like.
That's the mom, bitch.
Yeah, that's the mom job. It's like, for me, I feel like this as a man, when it comes to my daughters,
they're going to be the ones fussing back and forth all the time.
Yeah, I don't really, I can't really, I don't want to discipline. I yell at my girls. That'd be as far as I go with them. Or I give them a pinch or something like, boy, get over here. Or girl, get over here or something like that. You know I'm talking to you. And then I can't like hurt them or like, I can't like whoop them or nothing. Like I can't do nothing like that.
Right.
Although a spanking is completely necessary sometimes, but I can't be the one to do it because I don't want to install in them the idea of a man hitting them or doing something to them for the sake of love.
Right.
And then they turn around and some man really beating them, like, I love you. This is what I'm going to do because I love you. And they fall into this trap or this idea that, well, my dad did it, so you mean obviously that's true. Nah, fuck that. if I got to discipline my girls, I'm going to speak to them in a way that is going to hurt their...
I wish Jasmine was here for the conversation.
Hurt their heart more than the hand. But when it's more so your boys, you gotta... I think this will pick it up. Yeah, it'll pick it up.
Yeah, it's cool.
But I feel like with the boys, you gotta be hand to hand with them. You can talk to them, but you gotta be hand to hand with them just to let them know, like, yo, these niggas out here ain't gonna be playing with you, bro. They're not gonna be playing with you. It can either be these hands, right, or it could be a gun. You better pick one, bro.
Do you think?
Because your mouth ain't gonna cut it.
Do you think there's a point where you ever will put them into like boxing or karate or some kind
of... I will. Quentin, he'll go in this year. Well, next year, he'll go in. Zayden, he has to be a certain age. But Quentin will go in next year. I want them...
boxing or karate?
More both.
Do you think... Because I don't be thinking karate.
I'm going to do a mixed martial arts type of thing, but that's not... They don't do that here, but... You could do...
Because I don't think karate is like... What karate going to do for me?
Karate is more of a discipline...
For like 2 years.
Self-defense type thing.
It's a discipline type self-defense thing.
It's good for meditation. It's good for like your mind, body, and spirit type thing. It's good for that. It's learning how to
control, like, yeah, self-discipline more. That's what it really... I like the mixed martial arts, because I think, but, all right.
We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back with this topic. All right, we back. We had to just make a little quick stop real quick. I had to check on my team real quick. But, whenever you decide to do it, it's really not a specific age or anything like that. I mean, the sooner the better, because, I mean, with the way kids is nowadays, man, that shit start early. Them kids be trying to kill kids and do all that shit. They be stressed out. All this other shit early and shit.
That's why I think karate is too... should be for older kids.
Nah, it should be... That should be for the young. The boxing should be for the older kids, because
boxing
it's
is
more intense.
I think
karate is more
try to really whoop a nigga out
calm. You gotta center your chi and all that shit like that. So it's
you
patience.
Can control. Everything. You can learn how to control the boxing when it's time to get there.
Yeah, you can be able. Everything, you won't be so hyped about everything. It's you're being more.
Because I feel like when I was in school, that's what kind of fucked me up. I was boxing early, and at school, if anybody tried to pick on, I just spiked their ass.
We still on? We still here?
I said that for you, man.
Not for me. We gonna split this goddamn thing,
I said
bro.
That for you, man. All right, since you're driving now,
we go.
But yeah, I feel like that's what fucked me up early was when, anytime somebody tried to say anything, I was just trying to whoop their ass. Fourth, fifth grade.
The boys, is it a fact?
Because I knew how to fight.
Like, that's a fact.
In the boxing, so. And I ended up disciplined with it, like, what, nigga?
But I feel like when you learn how to box, bro, you'd be so more with it to fight. Like, you ready to knock a nigga the fuck out just because you know.
I knew, like, yo, we not about to do this because I know how to whip your ass.
Right,
we not
I
about
know.
To do this back and forth. We not about to do this.
This I know.
And, you know, whatever happened, happened.
Mm-hmm. But then that's how niggas get fucked up, too, though. Because you might beat a nigga ass too bad.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
That only happened to me one time, but it was in the street, though. It wasn't in the school. I'll probably niggas in school, but I ain't having...
That karate shit good because it teach you that limitation. Like,
yeah,
you're only doing this thing to defend yourself.
You could really, like, that's something I learned in the Marines when we was doing the martial arts in the Marines, like, how to hold up on somebody. Like, I could, like, how to pull back on the lethal force,
right,
on the lethal blow. Like, I can let you know I really could fuck you up.
Yeah, that's basically what karate will let you know. Like, it's a defense, but I know, listen.
When I was schooled in boxing, I was just
knocking niggas the fuck out. So I'm trying to do that. Nigga.
You didn't get any money for in the beginning. That's what I was doing the most fighting in the Marines in the beginning. Beating the shit out of these white boys, just like, well, I'm not you. You're not about to tell me about none of this shit.
That's a nice twist.
With the apple?
That is a nice twist. Ooh.
I got the Snapple app.
That is wow. Okay, cool. I'm going to roll with that. But, yeah, bro.
It's a fun, man. I mean,
yeah.
But I do always want my kids to know how to be able to
defend themselves. That's
any situation. If any situation, be able to beat the shit out of them instead of me having to.
Yeah, having to come up there and do something. Even if he getting jumped, learning how to. Mm-hmm. How to
beat the shit. Just fight one nigga and beat the shit out of him.
That took it, right? All you need was a couple of gummies. You was all right. You good? My guy.
I kind of got a little better. Mm-hmm.
It's all good, though, bro. We just going to keep on teaching these kids how to do right. They going to figure this shit out. We just got to hope that what we teach them, they don't.
That's why I'm glad we got
do nothing these crazy
environments, that you, the school environments that you got to make. They know it's just shit they really got to worry about.
Nah.
Like, the city school is always going to be some bullshit. Under budget teachers, under budget staff,
everything.
Everybody know it. Anybody trying to teach. It's just, I always go on my kids on this side, bro.
That's a fact.
Always.
That's a fact. But yeah, so let's get into this. Let's get into this sports shit, bro, because.
Look at my nigga Lamar Jackson.
Nigga. I've been wanting to talk about this nigga the whole podcast. Is he the next coming of the elite
quarterbacks? Niggas thought, okay, Tom Brady, the face of the NFL, right? We all know that. So everybody really waiting on Tom to fucking leave. So we have a new face, which everybody thought was going to be that nigga, Aaron Rodgers. But then my Aaron Rodgers, he ain't made playoffs in the last 2 years. That nigga ain't win a Super Bowl in 2 years. He only got one.
Right.
Now niggas looking at Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Now niggas looking at Lamar Jackson. Now niggas looking at motherfucking Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
He's young.
What's the nigga in the Cowboys too?
That he ain't like these niggas though.
Yeah, but they was talking about him for a while.
Everybody thought it was going to be Aaron Rodgers. Look at this nigga.
I'm going to tell you like this. Aaron Rodgers is one of those quarterbacks.
Look at the throw. You're
big. He's one of them quarterbacks where he's not afraid of the scramble. Normally, when you see like a quarterback, their scramble game is the most it seemed like he works on his footwork. And
he's deadly on the run.
Yeah, he's a different quarterback. Yeah, can adjust. That was
an accurate pass.
For real, bro. Yeah, and it had to be like a 40 or 50 yard throw.
He just thrust. But easy. Lamar Jackson, this nigga is like Michael Vick.
All over.
With a Rodgers cannon.
Facts, bro. Nah, Vick had a cannon too,
though. He wasn't accurate.
Yeah, that's true.
He could throw it. Look, he just wasn't accurate in the short throws.
And Lamar could throw in a run like Rodgers. That's a fact.
Lamar beat the shit out of the Patriots last week.
But this week. Who's spammed the L's? Did anybody spam you? They spam you spells? Spamming them, nigga. Man, bruh. Heartbreak. But you know what? It's not as good because that takes the pressure away from that 16-0 bullshit. And then it gives y'all a chance to just play football now.
We saw them once, so that's all we need to see them once. They're not going to do it in the playoffs. They're not going to have it in the playoffs.
Right. That's cool.
I'm cool.
Football straight.
They're hooping right now.
My boys got a W even though we asked.
Tampa?
Yeah. I'm still not too fond of Mr. Winston.
Mm.
I'm not even gonna front. No win. He can win every game.
They should call that nigga motherfucking Saint Nick, fucking Chris Pringle. The way that nigga motherfucking love giving out toys and interceptions and
right, nigga. Touchdowns and all that shit, bro. You just try. Fuck this nigga though. It's cool. And we get this nigga out of the building, we'll be all right.
That ain't the worst thing.
That's true. That's true, but we shouldn't be this bad though.
It's Cam Newton replacement, this quarterback.
But he's okay. Look at his numbers.
He should have throw. It's a nice throw in the snow.
Is this this ain't the Josh Allen kid, right?
Yeah. No, Josh Allen, the Bills.
Bills.
This something like that.
It's another. He got some other.
It might be something.
Yeah, something funny. Kyle Allen. He's all right. His record speaking, they in our division, bro. Yeah. So we gotta pay attention to these niggas. And it's like with him having he's Cam's replacement. He's still doing better. Oh my God, that's why it's so confusing. It's like, man, do I want to keep rooting for these niggas or do I want to bandwagon?
Cam Newton next year.
Yo, fuck Cam Newton.
He tried.
He is, but nobody wants his injury prone ass.
He can't, bro. It is out of time.
This is why I don't follow football as much as I follow basketball. So, speaking of basketball, man, my man LeBron is still the greatest, and there's nothing that nobody can say to change the narrative. You take his numbers away from any and everything, and it won't be the same. Basketball won't be the same. So now that we got that out the way, niggas, the NBA is a different game now, bro. It's different. Niggas been sleeping on these teams, and it's like, look at the Celtics is leading the East right now when the Sixers was just number one, and shit is real.
The Raptors are a fucking system.
Yeah.
It don't matter who they got on there. They're just a system. Ooh.
You're watching a real-time Packers game right now, and this nigga is getting their defensive line is just they rushing them too fast. And he had no time, bro. No time.
And then you got to give it to the little running back real quick. That's all you got.
No time. But it's surprising to see the Sixers number one. They 7-1 right now. I mean, the Celtics. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Kevin Walker, you know who hooping? The white boy hooping.
Gordon Hayward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hooping again.
Yeah.
A couple games in a row. Like, it took him a year to get over that injury, but he hooping.
So who was the teams that we kind of was saying that the East was going to be like?
I got that's fire. Let's go.
Because our top eight is pretty much, we didn't say the Hornets, but our top eight is pretty much what we thought it was going
to
be.
I want to see the Magic get back to the playoffs. The Magic were in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
I want to see them get back to the playoffs. I want to see the Hawks with Trae Young do something.
Yo, they shouldn't be. Yo, Trae.
So fire. So fire. You saw him get the Marcus Aldridge?
He had this nigga. He didn't know what to do, bro. This nigga.
So fire.
Yo, Trae is like, he is Steph Curry, but with Allen Iverson's heart.
He got a cannon, too. That nigga shooting from half court.
Oh my God, that nigga son, no.
So bad.
And okay, first off, let's do this too, bro. Shout out to motherfucking Giannis Antetokounmpo. Please, that's how you say his name, people. Antetokounmpo. That's how you say his name for all you people that don't know how to say that shit. Giannis Antetokounmpo. This nigga is already making history. 9 games into the league, bro. Are you kidding me? The first player to reach over 200 points all fucking ready, bro. Like, this nigga, he doing it all. Like, he's a machine, bro. This nigga, I think he might be averaging close to a triple-double. I'm not even going to hold you.
Yeah.
I think Giannis is damn near averaging a triple-double. They playing right now. They playing the Thunder right now. Wow, son.
I'm surprised by the Raptors holding it together.
Are they?
I wanted to see the Pistons do something. D Rose is still hooping.
The Raptors are, they, I mean.
Blake Griffin making his debut this week.
Okay, then now the Pistons might have a better chance. But the Sixers, I know they're going to keep dropping because.
So.
They're not going to be able to play Joel enough.
Let's get into the West. I remember I was getting in the Rockets last week.
Who number one? Who number one? Everybody said who's going to be number one? The Clippers. No.
Lakers who playing?
Get LeBron a team.
I was getting in the Rockets last week.
And look, yep, look at number three.
They're hoping y'all. Finally. You ain't got no goddamn choice. Look who's on your team. Why the fuck? Y'all better be hoping.
Regardless of if their stars are injured right now.
Yo, I swear to God, bro. I don't want to hear shit about no fucking James Harden ever again in my life. If this nigga don't give me at least two of the championships.
I don't know if it's
going to happen. I don't want no excuse.
You not this year. You not with LeBron and AD, bro. Nah, it's not happening.
Fuck that. You got Russ. You got Russ.
Not LeBron and AD. It's not happening, bro.
But look at the Lakers. Point guard and shooting guard.
Still not happy.
They don't got nothing for James Harden.
They don't got nothing for LeBron and AD either.
They don't.
And then you also got to think you got Dwight coming off. You got Joel coming off. JaVale. All of them niggas.
Dwight giving niggas 16 and 10. Dwight is giving niggas 16
off
and
10. Off the bench. But I don't know, man. And the Nuggets, number two again. As usual, still winning.
They always be on this shit.
I mean, the Mavs up there. This is kind of the way I had it.
Shout out to the Knicks beating the Mavericks the other night.
Luka Doncic is nice.
We got our second win of the season. Who beat the Mavericks?
Luka nice as fuck.
Porzingis. We had to beat Porzingis. There's no way Porzingis was going to
come. Yeah, it was in New York?
No, it was in Dallas.
Okay.
We still have
that's even worse.
They know about it. No, no.
So, Timberwolves coasting. I mean, the Spurs coasting as usual. The Suns is actually the sleeper. Mm-hmm. And I said that, too. I said the Suns was going to be my sleeper team. And look at them. Number seven in the West right now.
They bust somebody else the other day. Somebody good. They bust the Clippers' ass. They thought they was going to rest everybody. I don't know.
Don't ever sleep on Mr. Devin Booker, bro. No. So the bitch will give you 50 real quick.
He a 2K player. That nigga is.
Yo, he next level, bro.
So this is what I want to ask you. This is why I'm getting to see you. All that good stuff. What is your views on load management?
As far as what?
There's a big thing this week about Kawhi Leonard resting. Being out for rest versus the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis.
Yeah.
Everybody right down to Giannis, you know, Kawhi, man, all that good stuff.
He played pretty good.
They decided to rest Kawhi. And it's all this, you know, it's his second game. He already missed a quarter of the season.
He played
to load management.
He played the other night where they said that he was supposed to be injured. And then they didn't know if he was questionable. And then he played the game. They got fined for that because they didn't know. So he played that game. He was hooping. So my thing is with him, they said he wasn't 100% coming into the season. He wasn't healthy coming into the season. They was trying to help him kind of throughout the season, get him into shape and make him healthy. So, I mean, it is what it is, right, in that aspect. But, nah, low man, if that's the case, then they should sit LeBron a lot.
They're doing with LeBron.
And, I mean, you got to understand that, too, then, if that's the case.
The thing is, a fan, yeah, I would be bad if I was a Bucks fan. And we only play the Lakers once a season, and you know I bought tickets for that game, and you know
I want to see the matchup.
And I drove all the way out there just to see the Bryant, you know, or Kawhi. But also, if I'm a fan of the team, I also want my guys healthy for the playoffs.
Right.
I don't want you fucking around in a random night in Phoenix because Devin Booker wants to play you hard. Even though his team's only going to win 19 games this season.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I don't let you fucking around in these random fucking nights. So, I mean, I fuck with it. I don't mind it. I don't want Giannis getting hurt because fucking Patrick Beverley is fucking trying to be wild.
Right.
His fucking role player head on.
Right. Hit it, man.
I see it from a team standpoint, yeah. And I also do see it from a fan standpoint.
Yeah.
But also from a fan standpoint, I want the best quality basketball in the playoffs. One thing that I hate about football is the injuries, and it's one thing you can't prevent.
Yeah, that's no. Because you got to play all season. You can't take the game.
You get to the playoffs, you get to games where it's like in a wild card round, the three to four teams got backup quarterbacks. They missing star players, like, you know what I mean? Cam Newton not playing, like.
Right.
Who the fuck is Allen? Like, so.
They get like that.
I mean.
Basketball, it's a long season, so, I mean, shit. It's going to take a toll.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to prep yourself.
Michael Jordan always played, though.
But that was a. That was a different era. And that's the one thing I want people to stop doing. We can't keep comparing eras, man, of basketball, because if we want to be technical, niggas in our era torch all the niggas back then because we got more moves, we got better shooters.
But it was still tougher. Like how you.
They was tougher, yeah. They hurt you because they wasn't nice.
I don't understand how these things can't play 82 games. Like, I feel like it's not no business. I think it's boredom. These niggas is bored.
Mm-hmm.
82 games is a long time. I feel like these niggas is bored as a bitch. Golden State, bored as a bitch.
Yeah, them niggas is last, bro.
Steph Curry out the season. They said his shit was worse than possible, worse than before, so they're going to just set him out the whole season.
Let's hope it's
worse. Which I think was going to happen.
They're tanking. They're going to tank the shit.
So now, this is where I feel like the Detroit Pistons fucked up. When they had Rasheed Wallace, Fred Hamilton, mm-hmm. Chauncey, and they was in their shits with, you know, and they had the chance to get Carmelo. And instead they got Beckham Milicic. They were still good as a bitch, but somehow ended up with that, you know, third pick. If you fucking pair up Carmelo with, you know, Tayshaun Prince, fucking Fred Hamilton, Chauncey, she Wallace. Like, that's it. Ben Wallace.
That's a championship.
For 3-4 years now. Because mm-hmm. you got Carmelo with you. So now I feel like the Warriors should tank. Find somebody fired. We got somebody in the draft. There's no Zion yet. We'll find him.
They should bring in Carmelo right now.
Yeah. Well, somebody. But,
I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah. So, I think they should tank. I mean, whoever the guy is who's, you know, maybe it's the Mello Ball.
You can do that, too.
Bring in your motherfucking, bring in that next guy. When he shows himself through on this college basketball about to start up, that guy will emerge
mm-hmm.
and drag the nigga. Then you got Steph, Clay.
Draymond.
Mm-hmm. Plus another nigga that
mm-hmm.
We gotta break that dynasty. I feel like it's the same way when the Patriots ended up getting Gronk. And Gronk took us the next
level.
10 years. Greatness. You gotta find a way to finagle them picks. But yo, if I look at Golden State, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond. All drafted mm-hmm. by Golden State.
Yeah.
So if there's any team that I got trust that they could make the right draft pick, they keep their dynasty popping.
Who's Golden State?
So my thing about dynasties is I'm never going to say it's over until they miss the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Or they start trading motherfuckers.
No, I'll give it 2 years. I'm giving it 2 years.
Okay.
First, we missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. Dynasty over. Patriots, I feel like their run. We never missed the playoffs more than 2 years in a row. Same thing with the Spurs. Tim Duncan and all them niggas. They never missed the playoffs more than 2 years in a row. Even though they won championships, you know, part.
Right.
So I'm not gonna say the Warriors dynasty is over yet, even though they won't make the playoffs this year. I'm gonna see what they got. I'm gonna put them in the we'll see them next year category.
Gotcha.
Same thing I'm gonna do with the Nets. We'll see them next year. I don't got no expectations of Kyrie to lead them to.
Well, I ain't even looking for that.
We'll see them next year.
Nobody should expect that.
No. Hell no.
Even if they do make it to the playoffs, don't expect them to go nowhere.
I could see them having a debatable with Boston, you know, having a good matchup with it.
It's going to be a good shootout, but at the end of the day, seven games.
Maybe they end up playing Toronto, you know.
Seven games ain't happening.
So, we'll see. It's starting to heat up. I like how the Lakers are looking.
Yeah.
I like how they – speaking of basketball, you saw my team in 2K, bro. I got blessed by the 2K gods. I just won a championship with the Knicks with the regular Schmegler squad, RJ Barrett, Kevin Knox, and Randall, plus my creative player guy. And I was so tired of just doing having 60 points fucking bullshitting around all night. So then, once you get to a certain point, they let you be a franchise player, and you could choose who you want them to try to get in free agency. I was watching a video before, so I have an idea of what's about to happen, so I'll fuck it up. So, watching a video on YouTube, the nigga like, don't put it on no restricted free agents. Don't put it on like young niggas like De'Aaron Fox or somebody who they gonna reach on. You know, they like what's the young nigga from Utah? The young nigga from Utah.
Oh, Mitchell.
Yeah, he a restricted free agent, so they're like, don't go for them niggas. Go for the niggas who done been on 2-3 teams already, or like you need. Looking for their third contract or whatever. And then he like, so I put one on Anthony Davis just because that's my favorite player, just, you know, whatever happened. He ain't never get the nigga, he ain't get Anthony Davis. He put it on some other people. But, so I'm like, all right, so I won a championship, so it's like, okay, free agent time. They like, you want to re-sign or go into free agency? I'm like, I'm going to go into free agency, fuck you, nigga.
Right.
So then before I go, they let me choose the three players. So I chose Anthony Davis. So I was like, okay, just whatever. And I wanted Andre Drummond, though, because that nigga's going to get 22 rebounds a night. Oh, for sure. I wanted Andre Drummond. And then I thought Kevin Knox is a bitch. Tired of his whole life. So I was like, all right, let me get a sidekick. RJ Berry, I put that nigga at point guard. But he's still sweet. I need a motherfucking sidekick that's gonna just, I give you, boy, you just gonna do whatever the fuck you do while I rest. So I seen motherfucking, goddamn, what's that name? Yeah, DeMar DeRozan. Put the last one on DeMar DeRozan. So then I was like, so I advanced through the shit. All three of them niggas ain't got going to New York. I'm like, oh shit. I forgot the Knicks got all that cap space.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe we get one. Maybe we get Drummond or, you know, the Frozen. I always make fun of that nigga too.
The Frozen.
But all three of them niggas, I'm like, oh shit, it's lit.
I'm staying, nigga.
Staying. They got to like half the salary demands and then I raise it. You get like the salary, then you get a teammate grade boost. So Reese's, you get like a teammate grade boost, all that other shit. So, and like teammate grade boost popping, then I take the money down, and that's something else. Whatever, I forgot. But 2K lit again. I know LeBron said that I took his man, but shit, Anthony Davis wanted to come with the road James. So we around it. So now I feel like, okay, this is the right move. I finally got my guy how I want to be. And if you dunk, shoot, dribble, Whatever y'all want him to do, I feel comfortable. We rolling. We had 91 overall right now, so we on the road to 99. Now I'm going to stay with the shit team in Cleveland. I usually just, last year this time in 2K, I just stopped playing the shit. It's fine.
Facts.
But now, with the next last year, I was averaging like 50 points a game. I get 60 sometimes. But now this year with AD, I done played like 5 games already. I got both the ADs, Andre Drummond and Anthony Davis. So I'm just getting like 26 points, 13 assists a game. Listen, I'm just dropping dimes all game. Just like, fuck it. That shit fun as a bitch. So definitely need to hurry up and get this 2K.
Facts.
Do it.
What's going on? Yeah.
We watching Carolina day on their last little drive. We try to tie the game, take the lead. They're down by 8.
Kyle Allen.
With a minute left. They're down by 8. They had Green Bay 25. With a minute left, let's see if he can Tom Brady to the chin.
Second and 10.
You know Tom Brady, though. You know Tom Brady.
Did he just do it? Oh.
They ain't a motherfucker.
It's snowing, bro.
They ain't a snow. Why are you trying?
That's why I'm telling you, it's not gonna work.
You need to get a white boy to run it back. McCaffrey.
He thought he was about to get his ass pummeled. That's why.
They need to get it to the white boy, McCaffrey.
Damn. You got 2 plays, my nigga. 2 plays. Shit is real.
Oh, Green Bay lose, bro. Like, what?
Run, bruh. Oh, my God. Oh, it's over. It's over. It's ball game, bro. I'm telling you. It's ball game. They can't, bro. They can't. Not in that snow, my nigga. He that ball slippery as shit, too.
Gotta get him the ball. That's how they playing defense. They give a nigga yard. Well, that nigga not blocking, though.
Yeah.
Every time we look up, this nigga's getting that nigga.
This nigga lost all hope. Like, fuck, man. Guys are not fucking blocking, dude.
They got 2 timeouts.
This last play.
They got to hurry up. They got a chest surface to hit the ball.
Bro, somebody got to. He just got to go.
Quick timeout, homie. God damn.
Fuck it. It's a dub. That's a dub, bro.
So how was Halloween before you left? Halloween was shaking?
Bruh, Halloween was lit. Halloween was definitely lit. I took the kid, we went out to Greece and fucking went crazy. Mad bags, bro, big ass bags of candy. Like, oh my God. I know my baby said when she got done counting her candy, she had like 150 something.
Oh shit.
Like, damn.
Oh shit!
Her bag was heavy as a bitch. I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. My dad in his glory right now. But nah, it's still some time left, right? I think so. So nah, that game's still going.
All these niggas do, Aaron Rodgers do good luck. Like, what is they doing?
We beat the fucking bum ass Cardinals. But yeah.
So that's what's up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might be
it. Yeah, that's it, bro.
You know, we got 2 more times.
Nah, that's a good one. We had a good one today. If you like what you heard, you know where you can find us. Slimmer Q Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Find the 7Q podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. Until the next rollout, people. We out.
Shout out.
Yes, sir. You ain't.